2, be aware.
KC2LZ.
Wait for Charlie to get a good spot, because I'm going to sign. I'm busy over here on a Jeep, but I will be listening. I don't know if you could hear me, Charlie. Back to you.
Okay, Rockwell, have fun with that Jeep. My last one was a big rust bucket at the end, but they're good trucks. Okay, KC2LZ.
All right, Brian, I'll be listening to you guys here, but I'm going back to work on this truck over here. KD2, be at work. Clear 955.
Give me a couple of minutes, Brian. I got to get out of this area.
Okay, you sound a little better there. KC2LZ listening.
I'm going to the upper level.
Okay, KC2LZ, I heard you, but you were breaking up there.
Charlie, aren't you supposed to be at work now? KD2KUF. And what's up, other station? I just lost your call. And my... can't remember your call.
It's KC2 Alpha Lima Zulu. It's Paul, right?
Yep. Paul's here. Brian?
Yep, you got it. Yeah, Charlie's going through like that rough spot he goes through, I guess. How you doing?
N1LU, I'm back.
Doing all right. Charlie, aren't you supposed to be at work?
Yeah, don't rub it in. Yeah, there was a construction project on the Deegan that stopped us for about 10 or 15 minutes. It seemed like an eternity, but now I'm making up time. In fact, I think I just broke the sound barrier. Mike, can you throw on the repeater?
Yeah, that V7, that was on eBay, the one with the bad screen. Rocky told me it was up to like $60-something, and I can't believe the people are bidding that aggressively on it already, considering it's like pretty much a brick unless you got a screen for it.
No, it's just the body.
Well, it's got the screen, but it's you can like really barely make anything out on. So it's unless you have another screen or you know planning on finding the parts to fix it, which are very rare, from what I've been looking, at least, it's definitely, you know, I don't think it's worth that much.
What's the one right before yours? It was one that was similar in design, but, you know, the screen was just your regular amber-colored screen. Actually, I think it was only one band at a time, like a G7 or something, G707.
It's a 707. I forgot the exact. It's a 707 though. It's got the same body. It's just a different faceplate on it. Basically, I don't know if it's compatible, but it's a 707.
Yeah, that was a nice looking radio, and it got good reviews. And then I guess they tried to fancy up the screen and screwed it up with your model, and that had a lot of problems. Plus, they wanted to give you dual. You know, dual receive, or you know, so you can see both true dual bender, where you can see both bands at the same time. I think the G707 is the dual bender, but you can only see one band at a time.
Yeah, no, that's true. The 707 is one band at a time, so that's why I don't know if it's probably not even compatible, even though it's the same body design. I don't know if you heard, but Paul is in there, KD2KUF.
Hey, Paul. I mentioned you mentioned about me being at work. I said something that I didn't hear from you. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if I wasn't getting through or what. Go ahead, Paul. KD2KUF. N1LU Mobile.
you usually come in on this repeater better than this. What's going on?
I think the repeater sucks. The repeater's having problems. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. It's, every day it's a challenge for me to get into this machine. And I'm in Jersey. I'm not that far away from the repeater.
Weird. Brian, how do I sound to you? Like staticky like that or no? KD2KUF.
They're almost full quieting. Like the repeater is full quieting. I just have a little tiny bit of noise. Not even noticeable though. You sound good.
Well, have you spoken to Artie at all?
Just emails, a couple emails here and there.
Do you know if you found a buyer for his radio?
I'm guessing not. But yeah, he's I think he's still trying to sell it.
Was curious. I know he's selling it as a package deal with the supply and I'd be interested in the radio, but not the rest of the stuff. I got more antennas than I need.
Well, you know, I'm sure you guys could. You should at least reach out to him if you want to make an offer to him.
Yeah, I might do that. I really like the sound of that radio. How do you like this microphone? This is the one that Artie recommended myself and Brian to pick up. This is the original mic that came with the 733 that I'm on now, as opposed to the MC58 that I was using, which sounded good, but I think this one's a little bit louder. I had to open it up, clean it up, the mic element. Apparently somebody took off the boot that was around the mic element. And so the mic element was kind of bouncing around a little bit inside the case. So I put a piece of foam behind it, cleaned up the inside of the mic. It was pretty dusty, but I kind of like the way it sounds now. KD2KUF, N1LU, and then pass it over to Brian.
Sounding good to me. You're always sounding good. What do you think, Brian?
I mean, it sounds good. I think it's like, I mean, personally, I mean, from I'm using the speaker mic now. Don't forget that. But when the other microphone was more like level with like Paul's microphone. Like now, it seems like it's like my volume's too high sometimes when you're talking opposed to Paul.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. So you're saying that the audio level on my mic is hot, it's very loud, is that right?
KC2LZ, yeah, definitely, it's definitely a lot louder. I mean, not a lot louder, but it's louder. It's, basically at the microphone, I mean, the volume level I have it at when Paul comes in, it's like regular, and yours is like, I almost feel like I have to lower it a touch.
Yeah, well, don't forget, too, Paul is in a base, you know, in a house or apartment, whatever the hell he's in. He's not driving around. I'm driving around, and I tend to subconsciously talk louder over the road noise. Paul's nice and laid back, almost like he's on Valium or something. Go ahead, cut in front of me, you asshole. KD2KUF, N1LU.
Hey, you're cracking me up. So, maybe I should turn my gain up a little bit, or I should leave it alone.
Oh no, you're fine. You're loud enough, believe me. This thing tends to, from what I've been listening to on recordings that people have made, this has a lot more highs, so it makes it a little bit more piercing. But your audio sounds great. Don't touch anything.
I agree with him. Your audio sounds good. No, I'm not saying it sounds bad, Charlie. It just it sounds like different than some I used to it. So,
well, you know, Paul's, you know, he's more comfortable than I am right now, especially after that deal with the Deegan. You know, Paul's kind of talking like, you
like it's 2:13 a.m. and I just got home.
Oh, that's a good scenario. One you can say in church, I guess.
Hey, definitely cracking me up. That was pretty funny. How's the speaker mic sounding? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I knew you were on one, but, you know, if you didn't tell anybody, nobody would know you're on a speaker mic. Let me see if I have it. This is why I leave my house so early, so I get, you know, messed up in traffic on the Deegan for a while, and it's only 2:11, and I'm right around the corner from work. That's why I always leave early. People tell me, why do you leave so freaking early? I got guys that work in my department and start at 5 o'clock, and I see them walking in the building at, like, 8 minutes to 5. I could never do that. I've got to get motivated to work. So I get there early, I have my cup of coffee, my fruit, then I have a green tea, you know, I kind of mellow myself into work, do my paperwork. But I don't know how these guys walk in the door, get dressed, and then go right to work.
Do you have the other mic with you?
On the seat next to me.
Just curious, if it maybe it's not a big deal, would you plug it in for a second when you get a chance? I want to just hear the difference again.
Yeah, I'm right around the corner from work. Let me park first because it's in an awkward spot to plug in.
Ellie, I'm just curious, what time are you supposed to technically start, as I know you're getting in early?
Excuse me. Well, being in management, I don't have to punch clocks. I'm on salary. But I like to walk in the building. Once I walk in the building at 2:30, I consider myself there. That way I can get out at 11:30. I like getting out at 11:30 at night. But that's technically the time I like to run start, 2:30. You know, being in management, it's very relaxed. It's not like I gotta come in, punch a clock, and get working. You know, I can kibitz with some of the guys and, you know, find out what's going on, what we're up to, and if we made a special product, I can pull it out, slice it, see how it tastes, et cetera. So it's a lot more relaxed being in management. Technically, I like to walk in the building at 2:30.
So you're right on schedule then. KD2 KUF.
KC2LZ.
W2TU.
Alright, let me see if I have it again. Into the repeater, Brian. I just parked.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm curious to hear it again, the difference. So, what's up, Chris?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Chris.
What are you doing up so late?
I am a late owl. Night owl.
I know that.
And what else?
Are you eating that microphone?
I'll give you a longer transmission. You know, this is just about as close as I was on the other one. The other one's a little bit slimmer, so I tend to get it a little bit closer, but this is the, I believe, the MC-58. None of these mics anymore have original identification on them, but they're on the circuit board inside, but this is the mic that I've been using for the whole time. You know, the whole time I've owned this radio, the other one's a living mic. You know, it's a difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. I can't barely hear you now. I guess, that audio boost is good for you when the machine sounds like this, at least.
Yeah, well, I'm also parked, so I'm not fighting road noise, so I'll pick up the volume a little bit. But, yeah, that's why Artie told me to get that one. It sounds better with that radio. It's a little bit mellower than the other one, right?
Yeah, definitely. The other one has a lot more punch to it than that one. I mean, but I think if the last time I heard you, you were coming in like pretty quiet though.
Yeah, that's what I got from the recording. This is the mic now, C.5. Kind of getting used to it. That's why I put the hook on it. Now I car, so I can hang it there. The only downside to this mic is there's no light on it. So if I put it down on the seat or something, it takes me a while to find it this time of the day. Chris, what happened to you yesterday? Chris, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, just for everybody's edification, I've been on 5 watts the whole trip. That might have been why I was having so much trouble. What happened to you yesterday? I was talking to you. You asked me, how's it going? I said, oh, I'm on my way home, so that's a start. Unkeyed, never heard from you again.
Oh. I went to move my makeshift desk over here, and one of the wires came loose, so I had to pull the whole thing out and fix the wire by the power supply.
I mean, it's certainly not the first time you've disappeared when I was talking to you, but that was unique. You got one word out, or one sentence out. I answered you, and that was it. You were gone. I waited about 20 minutes, and he said, I don't think he's coming back. And I went to 060.
Yeah, it was like I had a piece of paper that fell behind my desk, well, makeshift desk, and I reached behind it, and I, grabbed the piece of paper. When I was pulling my hand back up, I disconnected the power lead going to the radios. So that means I had to take everything off the desk, take everything out. Real pain in the ass.
Oh, okay, good. I thought it was something I said. Over to you, Paul.
I don't have anything to say, but glad to hear Chris on here. Over to Brian.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of the speaker mic. I gotta get another mobile in the house.
Well, I was looking yesterday, and there's, 732. I got the 733, there's a 732 for like $190, I think. There was a Kenwood G707 for less than $200. You know, there's a couple of nice dual banders out there, mobile. Or what you could do is buy one of those real cheap 25-watt radios. Now that you have the amp in the house, you don't need anything that does 50 watts. You could use the low-power 5-watt drive on the on that cheap Chinese mobile. And drive the amplifier, and you can spend under $100 for that. That would be a way to go.
Yeah, that's definitely right. I mean, I wanted the amplifier, but I kind of lowballed the offer, and I couldn't believe you accepted it, so I had to buy it at that point. And at this point, I kind of feel like I should have just bought the other radio.
Oh, you mean Artie's?
Oh, I mean, I was bidding on other radios that are going for a little more, I mean, more than the amp, but once he took my offer for the amp, which I didn't expect, because I put it lower than I expected him to take, when he took it, then I was like, okay, I can't buy anything else now, because I just bought this, and, I told you, the thing is immaculate. It's like, it's definitely, doesn't have much use on it.
Well, you sound fine. You sound fine. Nobody would know you're on an HT. Your only gripe probably is the audio coming out of the speaker mic. It's not quite like listening to an external speaker. It can be a little tinny at times. But I'm telling you, for under $100, you get yourself it. I even know the model. Artie had one for a while, and he liked it. He sold it, but he liked it. And he sounded good on it. The audio was great. The Luton LT 725 UV, I think it is, something like that. You can get it on Amazon for around $89, and that would be perfect for you. You know, as a base setup, plug it into the amplifier, keep it on, program all the frequencies on 5 watts, and you run it through the amp.
Yeah, well, it's definitely 100% the speaker mic audio opposed to the speaker that I had on my radio. That's 100% the problem. I mean, you said I sound good, right?
Without doubt, I mean, you're DF2. Nobody would know you're on a HD.
Oh, yeah, that's my problem, then. It's definitely my speaker mic audio. So that's definitely it.
Thing you got to deal with. Now, I've been around that situation several different ways. Some of the speaker mics have a port on the bottom for an external speaker, if you want to go that route. It means when you lift up the speaker mic, you got the wire from the speaker mic, and you have the wire for the external speaker. But I've certainly done that before, just tried to neaten them up a little bit. In fact, what I did is I ran the speaker wire through the coiled wire of the microphone, plugged it into the bottom of the mic, and now I was using an HD, but I was hearing the audio out of an external speaker. I'm not familiar with that mic. I don't know if it has that option.
Yeah, it does. It has the little tiny, I forgot what they call that, what size it is, but it has that on the smaller output. Is that enough to drive it like a speaker?
Yeah, it's an RCA jack. Yeah, it should be. It should be fine. I mean, you know, not a big stereo speaker, but yeah, certainly a communication speaker. I've got extra ones if you want to try it out. And that'll give you an extra, that'll give you the external audio out of a speaker rather than the speaker mic. And that's, you know, one way around it. It's just like I said, you got to deal with two cords. Anyway, on that note, it's 2:24, probably later. I got to get inside. Good talking to everybody. Have a great weekend, guys. Brian, I'll be talking to you, I'm sure. Chris, I'll probably have at least a sentence or two with you on my way home. 73, guys. This is N1LU. Got Brian, then passing around.
Okay, have a good morning at work. N1LU, KC2LZ. Go ahead, Chris.
To drop the paper behind his desk again.
Then Paul, then.
73, Charlie. And I'm gonna step away, actually. And, I'll be monitoring KD2KUF back to Brian.
Okay, Paul, you have a good night. I'll be on for a little bit myself, too, but KC2LZ. My call sign, Vanity call sign, got approved. So on the FCC website, it's a new call sign, but on the QRZ one, it's like still the old one. I use a new one, or?
Use your new one. QRZ usually takes a couple days to update.
Okay, and to BRI.
Yeah, my call sign, when I got my first one, showed up on the FCC database first, and then, like Chris said, a couple days later, QRZ.
Okay, cool. I was just asking, because it wasn't listed yet on QRZ, so I wasn't sure if I was supposed to use it or not.
Oh, you got a VE right there. He said use it.
New one. If it's shown on your FRN, the FCC database, that's your new call.
Okay, cool. And to BRI.
You really got to tax my brain now. And to BRI. Let's see how long it takes me to forget that one.
Well, it shouldn't be too hard. It's the first three letters of my name.
KD2BOI, Brian, that wasn't hard to figure out.
Yeah, I was just doing the phonetics for it. I don't like it too much. I was thinking maybe I should have thought twice about it, but it's too late now.
Bravo, Romeo. Bravo, Romeo, India.
Yeah, I guess it's not too bad.
Did you see W complain about it? Each of the letters ended as dit. B is, let's see, da, dit. R is, dit, dot it. And I is dit.
Okay, well, that's definitely interesting to know. But, I don't do code, so I guess, I was thinking it from the, verbal.
No, on phone you're fine. But I'm just telling you, somewhere down the road you're going to get a guy, oh, why'd you go to that one? It ends in a dit.
So if I upgrade my license, do I keep this one, or does it, is it going to have to change, or?
No, if you ever upgrade, you, you keep this, your new one. N1 or N2?
N2BRI.
Yeah, well, I see that you put in for N1 and N2.
N1 was taken. This is a, what's it called, a 1 and 3? What is it, when you get an extra, you get a 1 and 2 or something?
A 1 by 2.
Okay.
Did you know the N1BRI was taken?
Yes, it was. I actually put that in my request, and that and this one, and I found out shortly afterwards that the N1 was taken. N2BRI. I gotta say, it's kind of weird, though. I've had the other call sign for 20 years.
KD2BOR.
W2TM.
I found one available I think I told you about before. It's still available for me with my initials on the end, W2RCC.
You would never catch me changing my call.
Nah, not you. Let's see what I can call you today.
N2BRI.
I actually remembered it. Way to tomorrow. If I didn't have the license plates on my truck, I would do it. I would change it, but I ain't going through that hassle again.
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird. I mean, I've had the same call sign for 20 years, so I was still getting used to it.
Last person who had that call, it was canceled. The expiration date was 7/20, year 20, but it's been canceled.
Which one? My old one?
But a call I was just looking at for me, W2RCC. Actually, the guy that had a W-2 lived in Indiana.
Yeah, well, the call sign I had wasn't renewed since, 85, and then it expired in 95, and then in 2007, it really expired completely.
Yeah, this guy went after the same thing I was thinking about initials. His name was Roger C. Castle.
And he got it or he didn't get it?
He had it to a license cancellation. It was January 14th of 14. So unfortunately he got out of the hobby or whatever else.
Well, I mean, you could try a different, like, beginning, you know, like, doesn't have to be the same beginning, I guess. That one, is it available or no?
Only thing available was the W-2, no N-2, no K-2.
Okay, well, I know my friend has an N-2, and he was, like, granted his license in, like, 91 or 2, so that was before me.
KD2BOR, that radio's still at $61.
Can't believe we got 10 bids already. I mean, considering, if anyone pays more than $100 for it, they're dumb.
Well, there's a guy with the code they put up, EA. He must have put a max bid in 4 bids ago because he, first time he bid on it was October 18th. And somebody bid yesterday on it, $60. It automatically went to 61 with his code.
Well, the guy put 9 days on it. That's like a real long time. I mean, when I used to put stuff on eBay, I would put like 5 days because I didn't even like waiting that long.
Chris has always heard me say this. When it's on eBay, there's a butt for every seat. Look at me, I had my Cobra 2000, it got hit by lightning. Blew up the power supply, I still got way over $200 for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, with this radio, more of the screens are going bad from what I've seen than the actual radio. So, and you can't get the screen parts anymore. Like, I've looked too, and you said you looked and you couldn't find it either, right?
There was a number on the LCD at Pack Parts, but it's been discontinued. I punched the number up on the internet, and nothing comes back.
Yeah, well, that modification that with the changed lights, the colors of them, like the one I got, but the guy sending me the manual on how to change it from like Washington State or something, and I didn't get it yet, but. It's basically, that modification doesn't fix the LED, so you're up Essence Creek.
Yeah, that guy in the United Kingdom still has the faceplate for sale, but who the heck is going to buy this faceplate without seeing it lit up?
I wouldn't trust it. Imagine trying to return that. You got to send it back to, like, England or something.
Listen to this description. Head unit only. Was working fine before I misplaced the main unit. Oh my god. What a lie that is, probably.
Yeah, if anything, it should be the opposite. It should be I misplaced the head unit. Now, who loses the base if it's connected to the antenna?
82BOR. Can't trust those limeys.
N2BRI. Yeah, I wouldn't do that unless I've seen a picture of it lit up on the radio. But I mean, unless it's only like I think it's only useful if someone has a faceplate or they're in my position where they could switch the faceplate between the two radios and keep one in the house and one in, you know, like one in the vehicle or whatever. But still, I don't even trust it because he didn't put any watt. Like if I'm gonna sell a radio, I'd like take watt meter pictures and everything like when I sold my amp and. He didn't do that, and I asked him about if it's putting out full wattage, and he ignored the question, so.
KD2BOR. Some ridiculous prices to ask on eBay. This guy's got an old Olenko TR605PQ. Radio's old. It's got the original box, microphone, all that garbage, but his opening bid is $200. On a radio that's probably, how many, 20 years old?
Yeah, I'm surprised about some of the prices that these old radios are going for. I mean, I've looked up some other ones, too. And they're just, like, asking, like, pretty high prices for them.
Just like the 857 that I got in my vehicle. Some of these guys are bidding up the 857s on eBay. You could buy a new one for another $100 with a warranty.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm curious to know what that guy put as his high bid. since you said his last four bids were above it, I wonder if it's more than like 75. Because I think it's like $10 shipping, right?
Well, I kept it up on my watch list to see, just to see what idiot, what they paid for it.
I told you I emailed the guy and I was like, do you have a like buy it now offer or offer price? And he was like, just bid. And then I asked him, I was like, do you have any, like, you know, like, pictures of, like, confirming it's, like, wattage output or anything like that? And he didn't answer me, so.
Just amazes me at what they're asking for these radios, and these people pay it. I just don't understand it.
I mean, it is a really old radio. Like, who knows? I mean, my radio was, like, in dormant, not being used for years, so. And it still works pretty good. But you could buy that, and it could, like, it could be a brick, like, the next day, and you're paying all that money for it. And the finals in the are still on pack parts or whatever. They're like I think it's like $100 for, like, the VHF unit or something.
Yeah, the power modules bring some big bucks, that's for sure. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I got to go eat. Catch you later. KD2BR.
The 2BR.
KD2ALZN1LU.
W2TO.
2BR.
It didn't change on QRZ. You can't use your old call, I guess, huh? Go ahead, Brian, then pass it over to Chris before he falls asleep.
Well, on the FCC website, my old call sign is canceled, and the new one is valid. I just printed it out right now, actually. So, it's not on QRZ, though, yet. Oh, Chris.
No, like I said, QRZ will update within 2 days. But whatever's showing on the FCC data, that's the one you use.
Yeah, I looked up, you up on the FCC. It did say canceled. I forgot what your new call was, so I couldn't look that up. But that says active now?
Yeah, it's N2BRI.
Cool. I just came out to the car with a drill and an adapter on it with sandpaper. A roll to file down this hanger so I can hang my microphone. That's cool. Well, congratulations. Just when I was getting your old call down. Well, this one's a little bit easier. And to BRI. Very good. Back to you, Brian.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what you're doing there. Take a picture of it and send it over. Is it plastic? Or you said it's plastic, the clip that holds it?
Yeah, the other mics have bigger holes on their hangers, so it was able to go over the hook. But the hole on this hanger is kind of small, so I just filed it down, and now I can get it on there. That way, at least I know where the mic is. It doesn't light up. It's easier to find. Go ahead, Chris.
I take those clips off my microphone. Found a company that makes a glue-on knob to use a conventional. I can't remember the name of it.
You mean the button-on one, the buttons? Well, I had this hanger already here. I didn't want to have to look for room for another hanger, so I just I had the button on the back of this mic. I took it off, and I took off one of those hooks with the holes in it off another mic, ground it down, and it worked, so it would fit on this one. Now I'm just fixing up the hanger so I can put it on there easily.
Don't be doing your fingernails while you're out there, too, KD2BR.
Yeah, this thing's working good. I asked the mechanic if he had a cordless Dremel. He said no. He said, but I can set you up with a cordless drill and a piece of, it looks like a cylinder with strips of sandpaper on it. And he also gave me a stone just in case the sandpaper didn't help. But the sandpaper's working good. I got some cloth down here so I don't get crap all over. But it's just about done. Let me finish it up. You guys pick it up. I guess you heard the good news about Brian.
about his new call sign. Oh, one question before you go back to that, Charlie. Whatever became of that mirror on your son's vehicle?
He got it last Friday. I sent him a link for the video on how to install it, and haven't heard from him since.
Okay, very good. Go back to your hangar, JD2BOR. Anybody want to pick it up, take it.
Well, the only thing I'm saying is have a good night. I'm going to bed. W2TU.
73, I'll talk to you when I get back to the shop.
Talk to you later. W2TU.
Yeah, good night, Chris. N2BRI.
I'm trying to think of some phonetics for your BRI and nothing's clicking, you know, like I got baloney on, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have it written out on my computer screen on a little sticky paper, just so I keep looking at it. So I'm still getting used to it myself. November 2, Bravo, Romeo, India.
You got a younger brain than me and Charlie have. You should be able to remember that all the time. Charlie already, a couple years later, used his old N1MUQ.
You got rid of that Z, Brian. That's tough for phonetics.
No one ever liked the Z. Like, my friend made fun of me, the Z, when I got it. November, Bravo. Oh, wait, November 2, Bravo. Romeo, India. I'm still getting used to it. It's hard, actually. Especially at this point, I should be asleep already, but I'm only up because I got excited about this.
If you're that excited, you need a young lady to come over.
No, that's not a problem. Even though I got a gut, I still got something else is good, so they come. But, yeah, this is definitely interesting for me to get used to.
I'm going in. It's all done. And I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day, and congratulations again on the new call. N2PRI, yeah, it's a lot easier. It rolls right off the tongue. N1LU, 73, guys. Take care. Over to you, Rock.
Oh, you have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you later on. KD2BOR, going to get out of the mobile, too.
Okay, have a good night. N2BRI.